This is 3M Newswire, the international edition independent news and information. Welcome, I'm Andreas Lam, broadcasting host to 3mnewswire.org. Media Group calls for peaceful solution, reporters injured in Bangkok, dispersal operations, New York. The Thai Journalist Association TJA, a founding member of CPAR, has issued in a press statement a call for a peaceful solution. Reporters have been injured in Bangkok dispersal operations. In the statement, TJA urges all sides to stop using violence and focus on finding a peaceful solution to the current crisis. The Thai Journalist Association, TJA, would like to express grave concern over the violent incidents and the ensuing injuries and damages caused by several clashes between policemen who fired tear gas and the People's Alliance for Democracy, PAD. Demonstrators who surrounded the Parliament building in the morning of October 7th to prevent the lawmakers from convening. The association believes that the use of violence to disperse the demonstrators and the demonstrators' equally violent response would only cause the situation to spin out of control. TJA urges all sides to stop using violence and instead pause to review their respective positions in order to look for a peaceful solution to the ongoing political conflict. The association is also concerned with the safety of reporters in the field, given that many of them were injured in this incident. The Thai Journalist Association has issued in its statement what it appealed to all sides to understand the difficulty facing the reporters in bringing about the truth to the public and urge reporters to exercise caution while covering the ongoing conflict. Is there a war on democracy? German military will fight against demonstrators in Germany. Berlin. The German military forces, Bundeswehr, will in the future be used against demonstrators in Germany if they are accounted as a threat to national security or even accounted as so-called terrorists. On the decision of a coalition committee at the weekend, the German military, called Bundeswehr, will also contribute to domestic security operations, said Ulla Jelker, a journalist and domestic policy spokeswoman of a left-wing political party, The Left. Already at the GA summit in Heiligendamm in 2007, were armored vehicles and combat aircraft of the German armed forces for observations of demonstrators used. At the time said the security authorities in advance of allegedly planned attacks against the summit. This should clearly raise panic and the massive use of police against the demonstrators in advance justified. After a constitution amendment, as the coalition plans, could such a dubious conjecture about planned attacks, the use of a German military, Bundeswehr, at official events warned. That is what Dr. Wolfgang Schäuble, Minister for Internal Affairs, for over 15 years is trying to bring into existence, a basic legal power to use the army in Germany. Whether a GA summit or a castor transport, the next opportunity for initial deployment of the German army against protesters or demonstrators is determined. In 1933 to 1945, German military have been used by the dictator Adolf Hitler to strike against the opposition forces which have tried to take a stand for democracy against dictatorship. In World War II, 15 million people have died. In World War III, much more people are expected to die on the battlefields. For more information, please visit the website of a journalist and politician, Mrs. Ulla Jelpke, on www.ulla-jelpke.de. people need to be informed about their human rights and they need to know how to claim their human rights. New York, London, Paris. People need to be informed about their human rights and they need education in human rights. Thomas Hammerberg, Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights, has published a statement in concern of human rights and how people should claim their human rights. Thomas Hammerberg, Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights, has declared, "Human rights can only be realized if people are informed about their rights and know how to use them. Education about human rights is therefore central to the effective implementation of the agreed standards." While this was emphasized 60 years ago, then the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted, we are still far from ensuring that people know their rights and understand how to claim them. The good news is that human rights education is receiving much needed attention at the European or international level. Resolutions have been adopted, conferences held, and action plans issued by the United Nations agencies, not least UNESCO. The Council of Europe is particularly active in this field. Non-governmental organizations have also initiated valuable programs. The current challenge remains one of translating these recommendations into concrete action at the national level. Human rights education needs to be more than a simple repetition of the various legal conventions with little explanation as to their relevance to ordinary people in their daily lives. My experience is that a number of governments have not given sufficient priority to human rights education in schools. The allocated time is limited and the pedagogic methods unsuitable. The emphasis has been on preparing the pupils for the labor market rather than developing life skills which would incorporate human rights values. More worryingly, it seems that some governments fear that a human rights approach in the schools could breed unwanted criticism and even undermine government policies. This is an undemocratic and short-sighted attitude. Educating citizens in their human rights creates an informed society in which in turn strengthens democracy. For the Council of Europe, therefore, human rights education is crucially important. International actors should focus efforts on assisting countries to develop their own programs with education materials tailored to the particular needs of individual countries. The UN World Programme for Human Rights Education, which started in 2005, aims to give guidance on how such national efforts can be planned and enforced. Education for Democratic Citizenship and Human Rights, one of the projects currently being run by the Council of Europe, builds on the experience of a network of national coordinators. An European Resource Center on Education for Intercultural Understanding, Human Rights and Democratic Citizenship, the European Virtual Center, will open in the autumn in Oslo. The center will carry out and support research, provide in-service training for teachers, and disseminate information and serve as platform and meeting place for relevant actors. Countries indeed learn from one another. The school system will certainly remain at the root of making young generations aware of their rights and how to use them. Not only should the school provide key facts about human rights norms and the mechanism for their protection, it also has a vital role to play in fostering values such as respect for others, non-discrimination, gender equality, and democratic participation. Intercultural understanding and respect have to be stressed in such learning. When the Convention on the Rights of a Child lists values to be promoted, it makes special mention of respect for the national values of the country in which the child is living, the country from he or she may originate, and for civilization different from his or her own. Human right education should therefore be committed to an inclusive approach to societal diversity. School curricula, education materials, pedagogic methods, and the training of teachers have to be in conformity with such ambitions. At the same time, it is crucial that life and schools benefits from a human rights atmosphere. There should be both human rights through education and human rights in education. The school itself must demonstrate that it takes human rights seriously. Pupils should be welcome to express their views and to participate in the running of the school as much as possible. The atmosphere in school should be characterized by mutual understanding, respect, and responsibility between all actors. I have seen such schools and noticed that they tend to function much better than those run on an authoritarian model. Pupils learn social and other life skills, not only facts. Teachers and principals have a key role for developing such skills. In addition, they need the support of local and central authorities, and not at least the Ministry of Education. Educational policies should promote a rights-based approach. Teacher training for all teachers, regardless of their specialization, should be conceived along this model. Pedagogic methods should be promoted, which are democratic and participatory, and the textbooks and other education material should be consistent with human rights values. The fact that many children now spend more time with screens than with teachers or with their parents also affects human rights learning. While the technology is valued neutral, the messages picked up or sent may not be. Efforts by the schools in the field of human rights may be undermined by impressions on the screen, often dictated by purely commercial interests. The school has to relate to the supply on the net and to be prepared to take the necessary discussions. However, as important is that human rights thinking and discussions is provided through the new media, which certainly is a major challenge in the light of the commercial and private nature of the media landscape. Extra efforts are also required in order to ensure that minorities and disadvantaged groups are reached in human rights education programs. This requires that basic materials are produced in relevant languages, teachers are recruited from within these communities, and that the pedagogic methods are culturally adapted. Respecting human rights, disseminating information on the existing standards, and making people aware about their rights or commitments which states have willingly entered into, with words should be put into deeds. This is 3mnewswire.org. I'm Andreas Blum, broadcasting host to 3mnewswire.org, independent news and information around the globe. Thank you for listening. More information you will find on our website on www.ibsliberty.wordpress.com or on 3mnewswire.org.